Hey, ladies, thank you for tuning in. This is a Struggling Sisters podcast, and I, for one, am struggling. Not in like a serious way.
Right. Just on this one day.
Well, and on yesterday's day, too. Okay. I was in such a bad mood. I could not be mad at anybody. Nothing was even really happening. But I even straight up, so my daughter washes the dishes. If you can call it that.
Okay.
She listens to these. She loves the Struggling Sisters podcast. So Lane, sorry in advance. But I was just not in a great mood. And so I just said, you are doing a terrible job at these.
Oh, no.
But she was. No. She was.
Yeah. And how did that go?
She actually took it so well. She was just like, yes, ma'am. And she did them again. Everybody was really kind to me because I was just struggling. And I kept turning around every couple minutes and being like, hey, sorry about that. And sorry about that. I was on the apology train very quick after. But anyway.
You know, Brené Brown has a podcast now.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
Okay. So I knew it was a thing. I subscribed and I forgot about it quickly, but it just happened to pop on my next after I was done with whatever podcast I was listening to. It popped on. I was like, oh, nice. And she was talking about apologies and how it's important to not just say it's okay. Hmm. How it's important to teach your kids and to practice saying, I accept your apology, and how weird it is that when somebody says that to you, you feel bad.
When they accept your apology, you feel bad?
I don't know that I've had it done to, I don't know that I've had someone say that to me, say, I accept your apology, but I can imagine, and she was explaining that it makes you feel bad all over again for the thing that you did, instead of them just dismissing it and saying, it's okay, we all have our days, I understand.
So she's saying that you should feel bad again?
No, she was just saying it's interesting how it really takes people aback. They're like, oh, snap. I guess I really should be apologizing right now.
Huh. Okay, so we have our kids say, will you please forgive me for X, Y, and Z? Not just, I'm sorry for. Or not just, sorry, which is what they want to do. That's step one is the forced and attitude-ridden sorry. Yes.
And it happens every single time. That comes out first all the time.
Yeah, it's just like an intro.
Right.
It's like revving the engines.
We're just warming up on this 10-minute apology.
No kidding. My daughter's favorite is, will you please forgive me for being rude? When it's like, I lit the house on fire. I'm like, you know what? Rude just doesn't sum up what has just happened here.
Right.
Oh, man. So I did a lot of will you please forgive me for everything I've done since I woke up.
I had that day yesterday. I think that's totally normal.
Yeah, I think. Okay, so living in China, everything was harder than it needed to be because it was a different culture. Plus, I didn't speak the language. Everything just took longer. But going to the post office was a near impossibility. It was, I can't tell you how many forms there were to fill out, how many people there were to see in a line. They stamped things. There was like, you had to do things in like triplicate and quadruplicate. It was like the amount of forms you filled out for one thing. And then whether or not it ever made it was anybody's guess. So going to the post office, it wasn't straightforward. There was not A plus B equals C. It was so confusing to go to the post office. So I feel now with everything with the virus, figuring out if the store is open, do they accept returns? Is this curbside pickup? Oh, now you're open. Oh, now you're shutting. Oh, you're shut early. Oh, you're closed on Wednesdays. I feel like everything, I feel like it's like the Chinese post office going to the store right now.
Yeah. And when you get there, it takes longer because of all of the navigating of the arrows. I get so upset every time I have to go out because it takes like 4 hours to do the grocery store.
Yeah, I just did see the arrows now. They're just now coming to the Walmart here.
Nobody follows the rules.
Nobody does follow the rules.
I can't get over it.
Do I'll you never follow get the over rules?
I follow the rules, and that's why it takes me so long. I got to go around and wait for people. And then here comes this senior citizen, rogue, going the wrong way, no mask. It's like, how'd you even get in here? Like, I don't like that at all.
Yeah, now I've been on no mask land. I've been on the lane of the no mask, but now everybody has a mask on, so I'm wearing one.
Good.
So we're going to talk about some recipes we made. Is that where you'd like to start?
Let's do it.
Okay. Yeah. You did the ice cream in a bag was your idea.
Right. So I did ice cream in a bag and you quickly came back with bread in a bag. And then I was like, then I was really excited about the ice cream in a bag. Because originally I was like, this is like a throwaway. Maybe this will be fine. But now they're both in a bag. We got a theme. I'm so excited.
We accidentally have a theme. It's appearing that we have a plan. We want to let you guys know, though, that was a total accident. I think when I Googled in a bag, it just gave me a different idea. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Thank you, Internet. So can I tell you the story about, because all I was trying to do all this. I worked 4/12s in a row. And then I woke up the next morning to do these in a bag situations. I had to hurry and do it before Lane went to the horseback because it's interesting having kids who are no longer my prisoners and they actually have things they want to do in time frames in which they'd like to do them. And so I was trying to work in how to do two in a bag events before she left to go to horseback. And she wants to go to horseback like at 6 o'clock in the morning, but that's not accurate, but that won't happen. But I get her there, I don't know, like 10, 11. And she was being so kind and she was going to do all the things that I asked her to do because she's used to me saying, I'm going to need you to try this activity. We're going to do this thing together. But I knew she really was not, her heart was not into it. But she did it kindly and I appreciated that. So she missed the ice cream in a bag, but she did do the bread in a bag. But when I went to the store, they didn't have yeast because apparently everybody is making their own bread now, even though
yes. It
feels like buying bread is cheaper. Is it?
Buying bread, I don't know if it's cheaper. I mean, I had all this stuff at the house, so it was free. Okay. People are probably taking all the yeast because for a while you couldn't buy bread.
Oh, right. Well, I thankfully found some in the back of my cabinet because they didn't have any in the store. But then when I went to get ice cream, I got everything, but I forgot that our ice maker broke in our refrigerator. So we didn't have ice. So I sent Porter down to the neighbor who is fine seeing us right now, you know, because not everybody has different social distancing expectations. And so they feel like we do, and which means maybe we're social distancing in a tribe. Maybe that's what we're doing.
Okay.
This family and I know you're upset. Please, please accept my apologies. So anyway, I sent them down to the other half of our tribe and said, can we please have some ice? And their ice maker broke too. So she sent me back with like 7 ice cubes, which is just not quite enough.
Oh, no.
So then I went to take Lane to the stable and on my way back went to the gas station to get ice. Their ice thing had just broken, so all their ice had melted. And I was like, you know what? I think we're just going to let you run with the ice cream in a bag.
Okay.
So I have a bunch of milk product in a bag in the refrigerator. It's not frozen.
Oh, no.
So anyway, eventually ice will come my way, and I will do it too. But tell me how the ice cream turned out.
Man, I'm so sorry that this was not a super fun time for you.
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Well, keep it up here. And it was good. The flavor was good. So it's the kind where if you don't have an ice cream machine, you put it in a bag and then you get some other ice a big bag, put ice in it, and shake it up.
With salt, because that what keeps it from, why?
Salt lowers the freezing point of ice.
So it makes it even colder?
Which is confusing, because this was a conversation we had. How is it making it colder, but also melting it? And the answer that I kept getting from my husband was, it's lowering the freezing point. And I'm like, got it.
But I don't. So that should be a sentence that would make a kid be quiet. Because it sounds just outside of reach enough. And if said with enough confidence, hopefully they'll stop asking questions.
But I'm the kid in this case. And I'm like, but it doesn't make sense to me. But I think when you add water to ice, it makes it colder.
What?
So we've...
You mean adding salt or water?
Well, the salt melts it, but then it also makes water. Because now you have melted ice, which I do know for a fact is water.
I looked it up. Hold it. Okay, so adding water to... So I want you to just... I just want to repeat what you just said. You are telling me that adding water to ice makes it colder, and we've lowered the freezing point, which seems as though that water should also be ice, because it's even colder than before.
You're right. So it's colder, but also the because the salt is present, it can't be frozen, even though it's at a cold temperature.
Salt makes things not able to freeze? You can't freeze salty food?
No, doesn't make it not able to freeze. It just lowers the freezing point. It's the only answer that you can give, apparently.
Listen, your Yale husband, that's he didn't know either, is what I'm calling his bluff on.
it was a mind melter. It really was, but we enjoyed it. The ice cream does not freeze, like, as hard as ice cream should. We got salt water all over ourselves. We had to like triple bag. Every big bag was triple bagged. Every little bag was triple bagged.
Oh my goodness. This is not good for the environment.
No, it wasn't. And at the end of it, let me start here. About 10 years ago, I wanted to get an ice cream machine.
Yes.
Nothing crazy. Like whatever's on the bottom shelf at TJ Maxx.
We got one for our wedding, which is why it's kind of hard for me to think of doing all these shenanigans.
Oh, because you have one in your house right now?
Yeah, it's like 15 years old, but it works.
Oh my gosh. Well, I've always wanted one. I've always wanted one.
Oh, have you always wanted one? Let me pause and make fun of you about that.
I actually have always wanted an ice cream maker.
So that means it's valid if you say that. Because when I say it, it's not valid.
We're going to talk about this off air. No, I'm just kidding. And a long, long time ago, Brandon was like, no. Because I think we had probably were like accumulating all kinds of like kitchen accessories because we're like building this life together where we eat food.
He did not want that life to include an ice cream maker.
Right.
He seems like he'd be down for that. I'm surprised.
I know. Because he enjoys ice cream. You'll find out later. My son says that he's obsessed with it, which he's not. No, addicted to it, which he's not, just to clear the record.
So Owen says Brandon's addicted to it?
Yeah, which he's not. We don't have addiction problems in this house. We're not addicted to ice cream. I just want to clear that up.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a long story to say. I've always wanted an ice cream maker. I was told no many a time ago. Every time I see an ice cream maker, I'm like, well, so I can never have one of those. And it makes me mad. And I think about it every summer.
Why don't you just buy one?
Well, here's what had happened. I don't know. I just had it in my head. We're not allowed to have that in this house, which is so dumb. It sounds like he's some kind of controlling person. If I brought home an ice cream maker, he'd be like, just like he says about everything else.
Yeah. Yeah. Various noises.
Various noise followed by silence, followed by question marks.
Followed by a random fact about salt lowering the freezing point.
Oh, we got done with the ice cream. There was salt on the floor, salt water. The salt was in the ice cream because the bags also. Gosh. It was a good time. It was a good time. There was just a lot of salt and like cuts on our fingers. And then those were salty. It was like, whoa. And so as we were unveiling the ice cream and pulling it out of all these bags, and we put all the bags in the trash, Brandon came in, saw all the bags, and said, we should just get an ice cream machine.
You're kidding me.
No. And I was like, we had this conversation like 10 years ago, and you were anti-ice cream maker. He's like, I don't remember that. I'm like, wow. All these bad feelings every time I go to TJ Maxx. For nothing.
So what you did was you earned yourself an ice cream machine.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get one of those. Well, online.
I love it.
Yeah. So it was good. We did mint chip, mint extract, mini chocolate chips. It was really yum. Really
okay. Yummy. And so mint was better than peppermint?
Yeah, I think mint extract is better than peppermint extract because it actually tastes like mint chip ice cream. And I didn't know that was a thing, but it is.
So technology has improved just about everything. Our phones, our cars, shopping, but mattresses have more or less been the same since the invention of sleep. We deserve better. And finally, the mattress has evolved thanks to Purple. So the secret to Purple is the Purple Grid. Y'all, I've seen it. I've felt it. It's so comfortable. It's technology that instantly adapts to your body's natural shape and sleep style. No matter how you sleep, Purple is for every body. Purple is designed with over 2,800 open-air channels and naturally temperature neutral gel, so you never sleep too hot or too cold, which is, in my house, I'm always too cold, my husband's always too hot. And just side note, my husband is not able to be quiet about wanting a Purple mattress. So I can tell you who's going to be using a coupon code for this mattress, this Thomas family. The Purple mattress is soft where you want it to be soft, firm where you need it to be firm, comfortably cool all over. And I'm telling you, we bought a mattress recently. I told him I wanted to buy a Purple mattress. He wasn't convinced, but now he's tried one and we're literally going to get a Purple mattress and get rid of this other mattress because it's not comfortable for him. And I will forever say, I told you. I told you so. So Purple is so confident in what they do that every Purple mattress comes with a free shipping and returns and a 100-night risk-free trial. So experience the new evolution in sleep. Go to purple.com/MSW and use promo code MSW. For a limited time, you're going to get $150 off any Purple mattress order of $1,500 or more. That's purple.com/MSW, promo code MSW for $150 off any mattress order of $1,500 or more. Terms apply.
How about the bread in the bag? How'd that go for you?
Okay, so there's some things that really bother me. I have like two things. Everything else I'm cool with. Just kidding. Okay. Everything really bothers me. But I don't love wasting Ziploc bags.
Okay.
And what this essentially was put everything in a bag so your kids can punch the bag.
Right.
And then you put it back in a bowl and then you knead it like normal. So I didn't feel like the bag was necessary. It was just what you would have done if you were to put it in a bowl and stir it. But we put it in a bag and punched it.
Well, it's fun.
Yep. It was really fun. I just think my kids are the age where they're good at stirring a thing in a bowl. So I could have. Also, I mean, Ziploc bags are kind of a touchy subject around here because my son is forever taking Ziploc bags into his room to organize things. But he'll take like entire boxes of bags, you know, one by one until we just have all the bags are in his room.
Right.
Filled with, you know, three Legos here and one weirdo thing, you know, he likes to collect seeds out of the inside of bell peppers to grow a garden someday. And thus and such. So anyway, the bread was good, though. I enjoyed. It was actually really funny. I had them knead it and it said 5 to 10 minutes. And so I put on a timer for 10 minutes and they were each kneading it. But Porter was like just poking it. And I was like, no, this is how you knead it. And I was telling him how to knead it. And I said, keep going. Because I was, you know, bread, yeast makes me nervous, you know. And
right.
I saw you put a really mean, you said some mean things about me on Instagram about the yeast. But I don't know where I got it that you have to have quiet in order for bread to rise.
Right.
But that was wrong information that I've never lived down.
Oh, no. Is it really wrong? Because I expected people to be like, no, that's right.
No, I think that everybody said that I was wrong. And you don't need to have silence in order for bread to rise. It is sounds stupid now that I think about it. But anyway, so I was having them knead it in their own little bowls because they say to turn it out onto a floured surface and knead it, but I just throw it into a bowl.
And I just did the counter, so I didn't know why you took it from a bag to a bowl. But that's fine.
That's just how I always make cinnamon rolls on Christmas.
Yeah, you just do it in the bowl. Then you don't have to get your counter messy because it was already in the bowl.
Yeah, that just felt, it felt like the bag was an extra step I didn't need. But anyhow, so as they were kneading, I was like, no, go faster, go faster. Like, this isn't supposed to be fun. You're working. Like, this is child labor. And Lane looks at me and goes, I'm learning about that in social studies, and that is not a good thing, and we should not be doing this. I was like, you know too much.
Yeah.
You're a supervisor now.
Man, you really got a lesson in, oh boy, your kids grew up.
Sure did. It's really, it was interesting, this one.
Yeah.
But so then they put it in the little bread tins and ate it. It was funny because they, as soon as they got home, the bread was already cooked and stuff, and they wanted to eat them. And so their little personalities came out because Lane just grabbed the whole loaf and started eating off the loaf.
Okay.
And then Porter took it out and got the bread knife and sliced it into little slices. And it was just so funny to watch them be themselves with their little loaves of bread. But it was, I really liked the bread thing.
Yeah, we definitely liked the bread better. I couldn't believe how well it turned out. Like, my kids just kept adding flour, and then they would knead, and then they're like, oh, I'm just going to sprinkle some more flour. I'm like, this is going to be garbage, hard. But it was so good. We made half of it into the mini loaves, and then we made half of it into rolls for that night, because they love to have rolls for dinner.
Yes.
And it was great bread.
So we'll share the website. Did we use the same website?
We should have. I mean, I sent it to you. I don't know what you do. You go rogue a lot of the time.
I do go. Well, I just think I kind of Googled it because I couldn't remember. I never know if you did it on email or on text message and which email. It all gets so confusing.
It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll share those, though. That was a good time.
Okay, so our verdict is get an ice cream maker and try the bread in a bag. But maybe you don't even need the bag. Maybe just make bread.
Have you ever thought of buying the reusable Ziploc bags? We bought those and they work really well.
Okay. I've never seen them. I don't know what they are.
Yeah. They have all different. They have the snack size and they have the big size for the freezer.
Are they Ziploc brand or are they just reusable bags?
They're just reusable ones. I got them on Amazon, but you just rinse them out.
Are they really clean then?
I mean, we also sometimes use soap if it's necessary.
Do you ever put them in the machine that does it? What do you call that?
That washing machine?
The dishwasher machine? We're new
on
here.
Your level.
Hey, that's so rude. Welcome down here.
Oh, nope. Never done that. Just hand washables.
Okay.
Only.
Okay. Something I want to talk about, what's giving me life, because it's related to dishes. This is just a throwaway one. This isn't the actual one. But Lane the other day got home from horseback because she does the dishes for the house and she did them before she left. And when she came back, she's like, how can there be this many dishes? I just did them. And I was like, oh, young grasshopper. Now you understand. Was that rude?
That's so good.
Yeah. I was very happy about it.
I have a question. Why is she the one doing the dishes and not the boy?
Well, because of shortness problems, he can't reach.
Okay.
Also, he picks up the dog poop every day.
Okay.
And does the floors. So he sweeps and does, so he's on floor patrol. So like picking up the little tumbleweeds of dog hair. And yeah, he sweeps and then he like, we do, okay, so since Eric doesn't have a job, I don't have my lady come help me with the floors every other week. And so things are really dirty over here. But so he's doing his best. He always just claims that he can't do it. The problem is that's hard to know because he actually is younger. So he obviously can't do as well.
Mm-hmm.
But he also, and you might understand this, maybe you didn't, but he plays the younger kid card hard. And it's like, yeah. I just I don't know how to do that. I can't do that.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't had to do it.
I don't remember using that, but I probably did.
I don't remember having chores. Did we
have chores? I don't either. I remember we had to share a dish duty. I remember that. One night it was somebody, the next night it was somebody else.
Yeah. Well, and also in our kitchen where the dishwasher is and the dishes, there's not a lot of room for a lot of people. So it's not like a good team sport. So I just have him on floor duty and her on dish duty, and I do everything else.
Where's your husband?
I don't know. He's like out with his friends. I'm just kidding. No, he does all kinds of stuff too, but I'm just saying, those are their rooms and those are their main chores because it's simple. And then we're not like, oh, this week you have this or what. I can't do lots of changing.
Right.
So how's everybody hanging in there lately? I know that I am being followed around constantly by my children, and it can be tough to get some time to take care of myself, but thankfully, I'm loving the Barefoot Scientists. They're a company that makes getting a little self-care very easy and fun. So Barefoot Scientists is the world's first premium foot care company. They have everything you need to keep your feet happy and healthy when life has just stepped all over them. Plus, all their products are hypoallergenic, cruelty-free, and dermatologist-tested. So I recently bought a new couch, and I have been using their Clean Slate textured cleansing towelettes on my feet because I'm still a little bit not wanting those couches to get dirty. But I love them. Barefoot Scientists, everything they've sent me, I wholeheartedly love and use all the time. So right now, our listeners can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at barefootscientists.com. And the coupon code is MSW. And the shipping's always free. That's barefootscientists.com, code MSW. Get all your foot care essentials right now at barefootscientists.com and enter promo code MSW at checkout for 20% off your first order plus free shipping. Look, we get it. Your child is incredibly curious, and you're looking for things that'll keep them interested for more than 5 minutes. Keep them engaged with hours of fun with Little Passports. Little Passports is a subscription box full of toys and games for children of all ages that educates them while it entertains them. The Little Passports box is delivered right to your door every month, and each package has exciting hands-on learning for kids 3 and up. In my experience as a homeschool mom, I know that science was always a hit. And Little Passports has a science expeditions pack that's full of cool experiences to try. So for $12.95 a month, you get tons to explore right from your own home with Little Passports. And just for moms struggling well, Little Passports is offering 15% off of the price of any subscription. That means your child could be flying rockets or looking through a microscope in no time. So the offer code is MSW. Use that at checkout for 15% off of your order. That's MSW at littlepassports.com.
All right, good. So this episode's kind of about summer, right? How, well, we've had summer, but then whoopsies, it's still summer. Now we're actually starting summer.
And what's that going to look like?
What is summer?
We're getting very philosophical. What is summer, really? So anyway, that's why we tried some ideas in a bag.
Right, because they're fun. Ice cream is fun, summery.
It is. And so we thought, what is summer going to look like with swimming? My kids are constantly talking about swimming, very excited about swimming. And so I wanted to know what's going to happen with this virus and swimming pools, because right. That is one great way for moms of a little bit, you know, older than toddler kids to have a little bit of free time is to have your kids in the pool while you can maybe read a book or something. And so the CDC says that, yeah, the pool should kill the virus. And I was like, that's amazing. And then it said, but the lockers and the handlebars and the ladders and the railings are going to have the virus on them. So pools might still be closed indefinitely. What would it be like for a swimming pool free summer for some kids who don't have pools in their backyard?
Right. Well, we're about to find out. I'm a little bummed out about it.
I know. So are you going to go to the beach?
Are they closed? I think you still have to do the social distancing, and they just get too packed from what I'm hearing from friends.
So you think you're not going to go this summer?
I think not unless it gets unless it really warms up, then we can go early in the morning before people come and then get out of there. Because all the beaches that are around here are small little beaches, like local, like you have to go to the one in your city because of parking passes and things. So you, they're kind of small.
So that means they're crowded.
It means they're crowded. So probably not to the beach in the way that we used to, where you set up for the whole morning, afternoon.
Yeah.
Might have to be more like maybe we'll switch it up and do evenings or something.
Oh, what is evening at the beach like?
I don't know. I've really never done it. It's just so chilly. So we'll try it out. But I was thinking, so you, if you can't go to the pool and you can't really go to the beach, you just like invest in your outdoor space. Does it mean you get like a layout chair and just try and do some more outside stuff?
Yeah.
Because maybe your kids are older, so you could play like games outside.
Yeah.
Just got to get outside still.
The clients at my work went to the store with the staff and came back with a unicorn llama, and okay. Out of the horn shoots water. So it's a sprinkler. 6 feet tall.
Oh my gosh.
And there was a storm last night and it blew over the fence and our staff had to run down the alley after the llama corn.
Oh, no.
It's creating as many issues as the clients are, the llama corn.
But it's making memories. It's creating memories.
So anyway, you could get a llama corn.
Easy.
Yeah. Easy peasy.
Well, and those aren't little kids, because all the ideas that I'm thinking of are for little kids, because that's where I'm at. But these are adults playing with a llama corn, so.
Uh-huh. Yep. Now you're getting a picture of my job.
So we were talking about what's going on with swimsuits this summer.
Yeah.
And so I checked my source that I love to use, Fashion Beans. And I realized...
You really go to this place called Fashion Beans?
Well, now that I've pulled it up and we've talked about it, I felt like it was the first place I should look.
Okay.
But I could not find women's swimsuit fashion. Unfortunately, Fashion Beans is a men's fashion magazine, so...
Oh.
I will not be using them any longer.
They're no longer our number one source.
No longer our number one source. So I looked at Cosmo and at Target because I'm like, Cosmo is going to have like a, you know, an overarching idea of what swimsuits are like, most of which are not going to work for moms. And then Target is going to have trends, right?
Yeah.
That are actually happening that we'll probably actually end up buying.
Okay. Yes. So what'd
you find? I'm seeing a lot of animal prints, sometimes even two animal prints on one swimsuit.
No. That's called double pretty in China.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. No, you can tell if somebody's from China because they're going to have on two different patterns. You know, like if you see an older Chinese woman or an older woman who is Asian and you're not sure,
okay,
I wonder what country she's from. If she has two different patterns on, she is Chinese, because that's called pretty, double pretty. That was pretty, and that was pretty, and together, they are double pretty. I'm putting both on.
Oh, that logic is so fun.
I love it. So anyway, double pretty sounds like it's
double pretty animal prints. What I like to call swoop-de-doop-dees.
Oh, okay.
I could not find the word for them, but large, like... I'm going from my shoulder down to my hip and my opposite shoulder down to my other opposite hip. Like chunky swoops.
Like sashes for Miss America, but you double sashed it like in an X.
Double pretty sash.
Okay. Double pretty swoop-de-doops.
Yeah. And maybe it's only on, it can be in the fabric, you know, like just a one piece with the swoopty sashes, or maybe it's the cut of it where there's like holes in the center. I'm seeing a lot of swoopty dupes. Oh,
okay. So like X marks the spot.
Right.
Okay.
That is high fashion and explained perfectly by me.
Okay.
Also, but,
is that just going to make it to where like your muffin top gives that a place to pop. You've got the your belly button. It just feels like to me there's a lot more places for the fat to bulge.
Yes, I feel the same way. And so that's why it's not going to be great for moms unless you're that mom. We know you.
You know who you are. How dare you?
Good for you, I guess. Just kidding. But that's why I like them in the one piece. Because it's almost like color blocking.
Okay. But
on a swimsuit. And then a lot of tie-dye. Those are my favorite ones. I really like the pastel-y tie-dyes that are like barely tie-dye. Mostly white, but like soft pinks and blues.
Okay.
I think that's pretty. And then a lot of one pieces and a lot of ruffles.
Where are the ruffles?
Like up top. Sometimes even like on a sleeve, like a cap sleeve ruffle.
Ooh, I like that.
Or somewhere around the chest.
Okay. Are there any like prevailing colors? Like coronavirus red or is there any?
Oh, no.
Just curious.
Actually, metallic. There's like a lot of like gold and silver, but just a lot of tie-dye in any color. I didn't really see one color pop out.
It's so funny because we're going to be like literally wearing these in our backyards. So I guess just wear whatever you want. But I'm sorry, yeah, what's back? You want.
The clear straps.
Oh, gosh. Those remind me of Mariah Carey. I don't know why.
It's a Mariah Carey time.
Okay. They stick to you. They're uncomfortable. They pull the skin every time you move.
They pull the skin and then your skin pops out around it. It's like, well, it doesn't matter if it's clear or not. I can tell exactly where that strap is, friend. Those were cool, like, right when I started wearing bras.
Okay, so that is Mariah Carey time.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
That's all about swimsuits.
Will you be purchasing a swoop-de-doop? Is that...
Or do I'm not going to swoop-de-doop. You know, they also have swoop-de-doop, like, sports bras.
Okay. Do you like that better?
I think I like that. I think I might get like a cool sports bra.
Is it really wide straps on top?
You know, the straps aren't always in an X. Sometimes they're in like there's like little gaps. This is not good for podcast.
No, guys.
But sorry.
I can tell you that I'm looking at her and I still don't know what she's talking about. It's not good for video either.
Pictures.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Not
I need
some... me in these things. I'll post pictures of other people.
Okay. Okay, let's talk about what's giving us life and killing us softly. So you go first. Pick whichever one you want.
All right. What is giving me life is Limoncello LaCroix.
Yes.
Have you tried it yet?
I've tried it and it's so good. I'm on my third box of them.
Third box?
I probably have 5 of them a day.
Yeah, I drink a lot of them a day. I've had one box of them. I just finished it. But yeah, it is like it's lemon and vanilla. The vanilla is so good in that.
You said it tastes like pound cake and you're completely right.
It tastes like a 0-calorie pound cake.
Okay, so that made me then Google Limoncello. What is it?
Yes.
Because I didn't know. Do you know what it is?
No, I've seen it as an alcohol.
Yeah, it's an Italian liqueur.
Okay.
So I watched a guy on YouTube with his Italian grandmother. I watched them make it.
Oh.
And so you take like 15 lemons and you cut off the rind and okay. You put it in water for like 20 days.
Okay.
And then you boil sugar and salt. No, you boil 2 cups of salt. Like I'm friends. You don't, there's yeah. No salt involved. You boil some sugar with beef? Some vodka. Yeah, you got to layer of beef with all the, in the trifle. Anyhow, and then you put the liquor and the sugar mixture, and then you add the water and lemon rind mixture. And then you can also add cream to it.
Mm.
It was a really good, it makes me kind of want to try it just for fun, but
right.
my whole family loves lemon, but I can't really give alcohol to my children. Although did have a dream that they started drinking alcohol and I was like so mad at them. Guys, that's not, don't do that. You're too young.
That dream is accurate. I mean,
what?
Not the drinking, but reprimanding.
Yeah, I was like, what do you know? Anyway, so yeah, I love that. So something's giving me life is, okay, so I started doing this remodel just of the entertainment center, tending to getting new things for the whole room, and the curtains don't match anymore. I made the curtains probably like 10 years ago. They look like Roman shades, the ones that go down and up and down and up. What do you call that?
Swoop-de-doop-de.
There we are. There we are. We've transitioned into curtains, and we're still using the same terminology. Anyhow, so it's really easy. You make, so I have 14 in my living room, 14 long windows that go from above your head down to your feet. And so it's really expensive to put curtains on those things. And so I was able to do it for like $15 a window by just getting those super cheap tension rods that are like $2.
Right.
Get four of those for each window and one strip of fabric and that Stitch Witch stuff.
Yes.
Do you know what that is? It's just like...
Is it like a tape that you can fold over?
It's like a tape, which my neighbor girl who comes over, she was like, this is exactly like dryer sheets. I said, you're right. So it's like a dryer sheet strip. And then you just iron it on... and so I just ironed hems in them so they look nice and then ironed in a place for the rod to go.
Right.
I don't know what you called the word of that. The rod pocket.
Rod pocket.
Oh, man. And so then you just kind of.
I think it's a sleeve.
I feel like it's a rod sleeve.
Okay.
Yep. And so then you just kind of drape it over the other three curtain rods until it looks like a Roman shade. So anyway, I went and got some more fabric and am just covering my existing ones.
Oh.
Because I already have them and I'm redoing it. And so I got like a blue, teal, it kind of looks like a denim, but with a little bit of, it's got a little bit of a woven pattern in it, so it gives it a little bit of texture, and I love them. So that's given me life that it's super cheap, but fun, and I can do it while we all just hang out in the living room.
That's so nice.
But so the other day when I couldn't find yeast, nobody in the world had ice, I went with the Stitch Witch. I came home with everything I needed, turned on my iron, and it was broken. I was like, that's the one thing I need to get this done is like an iron.
Right.
So I just finally told Eric, please go buy me an iron. So he did.
That's nice.
Yeah. Killing you softly?
What's killing me softly is, you know, when there's a smell in your house, you have to go find it.
Yes.
I had one of those recently and we could not find it for the longest time, but really only come out so rare.
What? Tell me about the smell.
You know, like milk, like rotten milk. Very specific. Found it. It was our faucet has a pull down nozzle thing. You can pull it down and squirt the dogs when they're or your kids or whatever. So it's got a little
extended. I don't know if that was actually the purpose of it, but
oh, we use it to train our dogs not to eat.
Designed by an angry mother.
Yeah. A fed up dog owner. So when you pull it down, it's like a wire mesh.
Yeah.
And that somehow something got on that. And so we could only smell it when we pulled the thing down. And it didn't happen that often, but it was like, what the heck is that? It's so rank. And then we couldn't find it anywhere. So anyway, I found that the other day, and it was so, what's a word for when it feels really good?
Like satisfying?
Satisfying. It was satisfying to find that. And then we just kept it out and put a chip clip on it and then like soaked it in bleach in the vase for a long time.
That's I was going to say, how do you even solve that problem?
Sounds like that's all Brandon. Big boy.
There you go. Big boy. Yeah. Love it. Okay.
What's killing you softly?
Okay. So, you know how sometimes your kids say things and you're like, oh my gosh, you're either being dramatic or you're using your imagination and none of this is a very big deal.
Yes.
Okay. So my son had been talking about how hot his closet was and how difficult it was for him to get clothes out of his closet because of how hot it was.
Oh, no.
There is a leak under his room, which we've had before leaks, but we've had it fixed for thousands of dollars. So we were under the impression this was in our past. He literally has to hop up and down just to get things in his closet because the floor is so hot. Like when they play Hot Lava,
yes.
This is his actual experience. But I was like, oh, yeah, your closet's hot, whatever. But then I literally saw him hopping atop his floor to just get some underwear or just get a shirt.
Oh, no.
So anyway, there's a guy here right now trying to find the leak. I'm like, I can show you where the leak is. We don't need you. The leak is right. The floor is currently aglow like hot metal.
Look for the molten pipes. Dang.
Oh, man. So it's just killing me softly that we cannot catch a break with this house.
Seriously.
But the curtains are nice.
Good. How crazy that happens to a kid and they're just like, oh, yeah, my floor is hot like lava today.
I know. That's regular.
And they just mention it at breakfast.
Yeah,
my
and you're like.
Floor is like hot lava.
Oh, yeah, that's so cool. I love your imagination. Kids are so used to being brushed off. Yeah, that they're just like, oh, okay. I was just imagining that. What? Did I imagine these blisters?
Dang it.
Anyway, so that's interesting. Do you have anything else?
No, that's it.
I feel like we covered everything we had worked so hard to bring to the people.
Yeah. I really still am nervous about this summer.
Yeah. We'll have to get creative. I think we should try a couple more recipes.
Okay. Like summer recipes?
Yeah.
I want you to learn how to grill.
Yeah, I should really try that.
Because I think it's so fun.
I'm just afraid I'm going to blow my head up.
Not at all. Don't use lighter fluid.
Okay.
Nothing is going to blow up. I cut the grass yesterday.
I'm so proud of you. I've never done that either.
Oh my gosh. It's so fun. It's a way to get sunshine and exercise. I caught a frog. I feel like a kid when I'm out there. It's so fun.
Did you? You didn't mow him.
No, he jumped away from the mower. Every time I cut the grass, frogs jump away from the lawnmower, and then I catch them, and I put them in a bug catcher, and then the kids wake up to frogs.
You're such a good mom.
It's fun. I like living here. The other week, we saw a groundhog and a chipmunk and a baby squirrel, like a baby squirrel, like he didn't know how to walk. He was like flopping around and climbing walls. He was so weird and lost. And he just kept showing up. We were doing a family project outside, and this weird squirrel just would flop up and just stand there and look at us like, whoa.
Things are weird out here.
And then a snake rolled down a hill into the planter that I was working in.
Down a hill?
It was him and the baby squirrel were like, something was happening, and then they both rolled down to my yard, like right in front of me. And then
I feel like you live on a Disney movie.
It's really fun.
Like the chalk drawing in Mary Poppins.
Yeah, you just hop on in to Connecticut, and then you run from the giant ticks. It's fun, this outside stuff. Anyway, yeah, you should learn how to grill. I think you'd enjoy it.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So this is unrelated, but I just have to tell you something funny that happened. One of my favorite coworkers, she's an Enneagram 7, so it's fun time all the time. And decided, she ran across a job application for a special agent.
Okay.
She has zero skills to be a special agent, but she was like, you know, it'd be fun being a special agent. So she applied, and they called her back for an interview, and she might become a special agent. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard about.
What does this even mean?
She would like investigate things and be like undercover, which nobody would, I promise. All she's doing is having fun. Nobody would believe she's investigating anything. I think she might even forget that she was investigating things because she was having so much fun.
no. Is she gonna like work at Target, like undercover, like that type of thing? Or is she
No.
like CIA?
No, yeah, it's for a military organization. So my
Oh
friend
my
might be a
goodness.
like a secret agent just because
Wow.
she thought it'd be fun to apply.
Good for her.
There you go.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, right?
Oh, that is such a motivational speech to end on. Way to go. Guys, you take that one and apply for some real wackadoo jobs. Have a good week. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks to all the listeners, we're the Struggling Sisters.
Okay, so can you just introduce yourself, please?
My name's Porter.
Okay, how old are you?
8.
All right, and what do we make?
We made bread in a bag and ice cream in a bag.
Okay, so how did the ice cream in a bag go?
I don't know. It was a squeezable.
Did we finish it?
No.
Why not? We didn't have ice.
We didn't have
Were you
ice.
there?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
No.
Okay, so then, so ice cream in a bag wasn't a win,
No.
but we have an ice cream maker, so we can just make it later.
Man.
So, what did you like about the making the bread in the bag?
Just making it was fun and making it with you.
So, would you make it again?
Yes.
Would you do anything different?
Probably not. Except only make that, not ice cream in the bag.
Ice cream in a bag wasn't a win for us.
No.
That's fine. Well, it's because we didn't have ice, so we didn't actually finish it. Anything else you want to share with all the moms who are struggling well? Any encouragement? Any advice?
Get your kid a cat.
Get your kids a cat. Wow, okay.
You won't get me a cat because you're allergic.
I'm allergic. I can't. It's a safety issue.
Can we get a cat and get it
Oh, that's so rude. Goodbye.
eat? Get up.
Hey, so I've got you out of bed to ask you, what did you think about bread in a bag?
It was really good.
Did you like the process of making it or the ending
It
process? What was your favorite?
both.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked them both.
So I zoomed you out of bed. Are you excited about being woken up to talk about bread in a bag?
No.
Okay. Do you have any other advice you'd like to give to moms who are trying to struggle well this summer with the virus? Like, what do you think moms need to know from a preteen perspective?
Don't wake us up before sleep.
Don't wake us up before sleep. Okay. Okay. Anything else? Good night.
Night. Good luck.
Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Owen.
All right, dude. So we made ice cream in a bag and we made bread in a bag. Which one was your favorite?
The bread in the bag.
Why?
Because Dad's not addicted to it, so he doesn't eat it all, and I really liked it. It was fun, actually. Because the ice was really cold. So I'm like, comparing that, salt ice, which like really hurt my hands, plus that bread, that was actually kind of fun squishing it and stuff and making it and eating it. Yeah, fun.
Yeah, the salt, our bags kind of ripped open with the salt. I agree. I think the bread in a bag went way faster than I thought and turned out way better than I thought. I'm glad you liked that as well. So you had your own recipe that you wanted to share. Tell me, what have you been up to every morning?
Making, yeah, like a smoothie.
What goes in your smoothie?
Three frozen strawberries, two frozen cherries, three frozen mangoes, kefir, 5 seconds of like pouring kefir.
Oh, 5 second pour.
Yeah, and then almond milk, that is like a 3 second pour. And then you blend it up.
And it's so good.
Yeah.
Cool, dude.
Or you can just do regular yogurt. I think it's better with the kefir though, because I like tart.
You like tart strawberry kefir, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your recipe.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say to the mom struggling well listeners?
Kind of.
What do you want to say?
When's my poster coming?
Oh, you want a big, huge, life-size poster of
Yes.
Aunt Emily, right?
Yes.
Now, should the poster just be of her face, wall-size face, or just life-size with body?
Big head, small body.
Oh, you want your own proportions.
Yes.
Okay. Well, maybe we can arrange for that. I'll have her assistant get right on that.
But that is gonna be weird. Big head, small face.
Big head, small face?
No.
Oh, no.
Big head, small body. This is just going to be weird.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for being here with us. And that was fun. See you later.
Yeah. Goodbye. Good night.
Good night. All right. Who do I have here with me today?
Today, me.
And who's me?
Joni.
How did you like the ice cream in a bag?
Good.
Is good like this good, where my fingers are small together?
This good.
Oh, this good, like to where your arms are far apart? Mm-hmm. Okay. And why is ice cream so good, do you think?
Because it has sweets in it.
Sweets. Would you say the ice cream was better, or would you say the bread was better?
Both.
They're equal.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you like to eat your bread with?
Jam.
Tell me, the experience of making bread, is it something you're going to remember forever, or will you maybe forget it tomorrow?
Forget it tomorrow.
Okay.
That roly-poly one, that was great.
Roly-poly?
The round one.
Mm-hmm. What are we talking about?
Brown bread.
Oh, you liked rolling them up into balls?
Yeah, so that's why I helped.
You did help. Anything else you'd like to talk about ice cream and bread?
No, I just want to be silly.
Okay, please, be silly. Say the silliest thing you can think of.
My fanny is tingling.
Your fanny is tingling? Okay, well.
Wait, can we listen to it? I hope it's funny.
Do you think it'll be funny?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want me to get you an autographed copy of Aunt Emily's headshot?
Mm-hmm.
What would you do with that if I gave it to you?
I would scream.
You would scream?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a big fan. Like a crazed Taylor Swift fan.
Mm-hmm. I would probably. I would probably blow up the whole house.
All right, let's get out of here. Hey, love you. Bye.
Can we do Aunt Erica's headshot?
Yeah.